I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 9. Coming up, new transitional living facility for girls to open in June, foster care stipend increased, and government mulls use of facial recognition in the fight against crime. The news in detail after the break.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang says the government is considering facial recognition technology to support the fight against crime. Dr. Chang says this would be in keeping with technological investments being made by the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to increase its capacity and efficiency.
This was some simple having cameras at stoplights that can recognize both license plates and facial recognition. If you have the very critical stoplights, then you don't need hundreds of policemen continuously on the road. You can spot an infraction. When you turn the lights this time, kind of pay the speed of his child, or you can check him anywhere at any time.
Dr. Chang was speaking at the LASCO JCF 2018-2019 Police Officer of the Year Awards function at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Tuesday. Constable Davian Martin, based at the Area 3 Police Headquarters, copped the top award. First runner-up went to Florizel Thompson of the Motorized Patrol Division, while Noel Chang of Mobile Reserve placed third. United States Vice President Michael Pence has hailed Jamaica and other countries in the Americas for pursuing economic reforms and taking a positive approach to achieving growth. Mr. Pence says he and President Donald Trump welcome the bold action taken by countries in the region and look forward to expanding ties of commerce and other exchanges.
Let me thank the many countries that have demonstrated courage to pursue economic reforms to empower job creators, innovators, and citizens alike, from Argentina to Jamaica to many others.
Vice President Pence was addressing a protocolary meeting at the Organization of American States headquarters in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Jamaica's ambassador to the United States and permanent representative to the OAS, Audrey Marks, was at the special sitting of the OAS Permanent Council, called in the U.S. Vice President's honor. The Permanent Council is the second highest decision-making body of the OAS after the General Assembly. The government has announced an increase in the monthly stipend provided to families in the foster care system. This as the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, looks to move some 200 more children from child care facilities into foster homes. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the monthly figure is to be increased to $8,000, up from $4,000.
I'm pleased to announce today that through the Ministry of Finance, we have been able to increase to our foster parents their stipend by 100%.
767 children are in foster care, with just over 800 families registered in the system, while a total of 217 children have been permanently adopted into families. Minister Green is appealing to more Jamaicans to open up their homes and foster a child, noting that a pilot program is being developed to place more children in the care of private citizens. And the first transitional living facility for children who exit state care is set to open in June. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the facility, located on Lady Musgrave Road in St. Andrew, will house 40 females.
But we're not stopping there. Work will commence at a property on Palmoral Avenue, Mona, in the first quarter of this financial year to refurbish a home that will provide us with a further 12 transitional living spaces. That the last quarter of this financial year, we will start construction in Southfield, St. Elizabeth, for another transitional home, this time to house 40 males, so that they have a space to stay when they have aged out of our system.
Minister Green was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Funding for the construction of the Lady Musgrave Road facility was provided by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.